You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. In addition to guitars, drums, and bass, the band Anamanaguchi makes their music with the 8-bit sounds that were built into Nintendo video game consoles made in the 1980s. They use music software called trackers to meticulously sequence and produce those sounds. Most of their music is instrumental, but in this episode, they break down one of the first times they've incorporated vocals for the song Prom Night, which features singer Bianca Raquel. Prom Night is from their most recent album, Endless Fantasy, which debuted at number 1 on Billboard's Heatseekers chart when it came out in 2013. Here's Anamanaguchi on Song Exploder. And if you want me to come over, baby, then that's what I'm gonna do. Just give me all your loving.
Yeah, I'm Pete.
And I'm Ari.
There's two other boys who could not be here. Their names are James and Luke. And we're on Anamanaguchi. There's a big community of people who would take old Nintendos from 1985 and use them as synthesizers. People in Sweden, New York, Japan, London, taking apart these old video game consoles and old home computers and using them as synths instead of game consoles.
They'd write software specifically for producing music on them.
We all just kind of met under the umbrella of like music technology and formed a band around this kind of fun concept. The appeal isn't necessarily using the actual console for me. The appeal is the limitations. You get such a like shortened language of electronic music. It really simplifies the idea of how to build the sounds that you want from the simplest building blocks. It's kind of expanded to using this language of simple digital music, but applying it to everything else as well. So the song idea started, I was really, really down. I had just heard this group Capsule. This guy from Japan, Yasutaka Nakata, he put out this album in 2010. It was just some of the most exciting music I'd ever heard. I was like, shit, like I can't write anything like that. Like I feel like such a noob. I just like put my headphones on and wrote the chorus to this song. And it's completely inspired from that. So here's the lead of the track for the chorus. These plucky square wave synths. I wanted Tokyo neon lights, like late night technology city to evoke that kind of stuff. The cool part about the NES as a sound chip thingy, you get all this bit quantization, which means like it has 16 values for volume. When a note fades out, it doesn't go like la and like goes into nothing, goes like la la la. Like it looks like stairs instead of a diagonal line. There's also these like chord pads, these little guys. Ari taught me about sidechaining, getting that like pumping sound. In the same way that the fade's quantized, the sidechain is quantized. It's like, it's saying, play volume 4 at this tick, play volume 10 at this tick, and then volume 16 at this tick. So it's fun. That's like the kind of emergent fun that comes from doing stuff on a simple program. You have to find fun workarounds for things. It also allows you to get this saw wave that is this really rippy, cutty bass. It's got a very weird quality to it. I'm not thinking about my melodic choices in any kind of space. I'm just listening to the sound and deciding what I like. That's kind of what I like about programming electronic music anyway, is that kind of note selection process with melody. Our brains are a lot more creative than our hands. Instead of, whoa, that's a big leap, that interval on like piano or something like that. In tracker space, they're all the same distance away from each other because you're just filling in a text box, basically. The guitar came pretty early on, actually. It was what kind of helped define what I wanted the track to be like band-wise. I needed this track to kind of have this like shimmer to it, where it's just like sounds sunny and sounds like positive. So yeah, with the chords like that were a bit melancholy, like the chord pads, I like this chord arrangement because it kind of balances that out. I'm gonna play them together. I'm happiest when I'm writing music, and so I tend to write happier music. I'm much less interested in expressing myself when I'm upset and dwelling in that space than I am getting out of it. I just couldn't find anyone to sing on my fucking songs. But a month before we were putting this album out, we found Bianca through a friend, Leia, and she was like, interested in doing like stranger stuff, and she's like an R&B singer, and I was like, well, that would be perfect. So a lot of the interesting part of this track for me was being able to blend a melody, like a square wave melody, with an expressive vocal. And so this is what the hook that I played earlier sounds like with that thing. The bridge of the song has this kind of like very choppy vocal processy part that was a lot of fun to do because I love messing with that kind of stuff. Like the synthetic vocal stuff is very, very, very interesting to me. Just chopping up the wave, finding fun syllables, affecting them.
And then I did like the choppiness stuff in Virtual DJ, just free DJ software. I just did like weird like chopping stuff and then handed that over to Pete, and then he did a bunch of like selecting like specific syllables and pitches and repitching them.
Yeah, like I took the acapellas of the new version, took specific syllables, pitched them up, down, put different effects on them. It was basically like having a dueling guitar solo, but with vocal samples. So the first half of this is me and the second half is Ari. Like, they might as well not be a vocal. They might as well just be a synth.
It's much more like an instrument.
Like, it's auto-tune, it's all that stuff. And that was definitely one of the funnest parts of working on this song, for sure. Baby, love me, like it's from wanna create this fantasy all night with you. Yeah, for me, like, lyrics, especially in pop music, it might as well be anything, as far as I'm concerned. It's like, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Or maybe it's just weird that there's a song about prom night and, like, I didn't even go to prom. It's not like we, like, care about prom night. It came instantly from the melody. I was just like, this song is called prom night because it's sassy and, like, it's a place where you can, like, show yourself off in, like, your best clothes and be like, I'm never gonna see these people again. It's the American idea of, like, prom is important.
But for you, it wasn't.
No. I played Resident Evil 4 in my basement, I think.
And now, here's Prom Night by Anna Monoguchi in its entirety.
We'll be right back.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Anamanaguchi, including a link to buy the song Prom Night, as well as the capsule song that influenced it. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.